Greetings, Internet, and welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 88, Your Authentic Voice. Show notes for this episode are available at gwtw.co/88. Are you passionate and motivated to make the world a better place with your company, product, or culture, and wonder how you're going to market your efforts? Chris Martin Studios is a video production company that produces videos of heart, edge, and fearlessness for those who dare to build a better world. You can head to chrismartinstudios.com to see the latest goods produced for people just like yourself. And while you're there, sign up for my weekly email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. It's a great way to stay connected with Chris Martin Studios and meet awesome people changing the world. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. Recently, I came across an interview between two designers, Chris Doe and Aaron Draplin. And if you've been listening to this podcast for any bit of time, those names have been popping up every so often, especially when I talk to other designers. And the conversation between Aaron Draplin and Chris Doe is between two people who, to me, define a spectrum of approaching the business of creativity. On one side, you have Chris Doe. I would consider him a numbers-obsessed business owner who can sell his work with the utmost courage, and he delivers awesome results with his team. He understands business. He gets business. He also works to educate creative professionals on a variety of topics, including pricing. And when you listen to him talk, he appears to be unintimidated by charging for the work that he does, charging what to many would seem to be an insane amount for the work that he does. And that's okay. On the other side of the spectrum is Aaron Draplin, and he loves to work and he loves to help people. He talks about the work that he does for free for bands that he likes. He talks about how he works for a variety of prices. I've seen him speak a couple of times, and he started his presentation out with Motorhead, Ace of Spades, Crank to 11. He works hard, he creates aspirational work, and he makes a good living doing what he does. He may not understand all of the reasons why, but work works for him. Okay, so you get this perspective of the spectrum that I'm talking about. Someone that understands every single dollar, every single component, and some that just kind of wings it sometimes. And throughout my career, I've wandered along this spectrum between Chris and Aaron. I've worked for free. I've worked for a variety of prices like Aaron does. I've tried to sell with the conviction of Chris. I've tried to be unintimidated by numbers, and then other times, I just kind of take what I can get. I eagerly sought the answer to how to make it and become successful. And I did that by adopting the tactics of anyone that I could listen to or read or understand. I really tried to do what other people did. I acted like they did. I spoke like they did. I worked like they did. And sometimes I even wore the clothes that they did. And in trying to be like everyone else, I missed an incredibly important lesson. I never learned to speak with my voice. I never learned to speak with my authentic voice. I wanted others to tell me who I was, what I should talk about, what I should be, the words that I should use, the way that I should communicate. And I have wasted so much time thinking that the secret to my success was going to be found in what other people thought I should be doing. I wasted time thinking that the secret of my success was going to be found in anything other than owning and speaking with my own authentic voice. Lately, I've been learning to speak with my own voice. in this podcast, in my video work, in my writing, in my marketing and sales conversations, in my conversations in general. And what this means as I learn to embrace my voice is that there are certain things that I do and say that I'm not ashamed of anymore. A lot of times I was afraid or I was ashamed of who I was as a person, or ashamed that I only wanted to do certain things. And as I've embraced that, I found a lot more freedom and a lot less fear in who I am. So I want to start with a question. What does it mean to speak with an authentic voice as creative professionals? I want to answer that question by sharing 10 ways you can approach your authentic voice and how you can develop it. First, your authentic voice begins with the work that you do and the work that you do not do. As creative professionals, sometimes we can blur the lines between the ways that we describe the work that we do. Over the years, I felt that I could do everything. I felt that I could be a designer, a developer, a filmmaker, a photographer, a writer, a social media expert. And the reality is, it muddled my voice because it gave me even more mediums to get confused with what I was actually saying. And so over the years, I've pruned away what I do and what I don't do. And it gets pretty specific now. I do video production. I don't do design anymore. Occasionally, I'll do a design that's related to video production. Occasionally, I'll do design for friends or for people that really do like my design aesthetic. But for the most part, I pour my energy and effort into my voice as a filmmaker. And so this has given me a lot of freedom and flexibility to continue learning and fine-tuning how I communicate and use my voice in my work. Second, your authentic voice is about your values and core beliefs as a person and a company. For me, I have the 5 C's of Chris Martin Studios: creativity, curiosity, craft, commitment, and connection. You can go to my about page on my website to read more about what each of those means, but know that these aren't just clever alliterative sayings. These are the values and core beliefs of my business. They are the things that I pour into every project. They are the things that I believe in. And this is something that you need to put together for yourself, for your business, because it really defines what you believe in as a person and as a business, and it's the foundation of your authentic voice. Third, how you approach your work and the type of people you work with gives definition to your authentic voice. I've spent a lot of time really thinking about the type of people that I want to work with and the ways that I approach my work. And it came down to 3 words: heart, edge, and fearlessness. And what that means is that when I am approaching people that I want to work with or the stories that I want to tell, I really wanted to focus on 1 of 3 of those words. I want there to be a component of heart or passion or commitment. I want there to be a sense of edge. Maybe it's someone who really approaches their craft in a certain way that's so different than anyone else. And I want there to be a sense of fearlessness. People that overcame fear, people that overcome fear on a consistent basis. Maybe it's me overcoming my fear as I approach work or speak with my voice. And so how you approach your work and the type of people you work with is really going to help you define the ways that you speak. Fourth, your authentic voice is shaped with the words that you use or don't use. It's the clothes that you wear, and it's the way you present yourself. I was having coffee with a friend of mine, and he really told me that he prefers to wear t-shirts and really laid-back clothes, because to him, he doesn't care if he's meeting with someone that is a professional or a major business owner. He wears the clothes that make him comfortable, that are part of the image that he presents of what it means to be a creative professional. And I know for myself, you know, I try to think about the clothing that's going to make the most impact with the person that I'm meeting with. But my friend really got me thinking differently, got me thinking about, you know, it doesn't really matter what clothes that I wear, as long as it's being authentic to who I am and the story that I want to tell. Think about the words that you use or don't use. Do you want to give the perception that you have a giant vocabulary? Or are you okay with dropping the occasional F-bomb or salty language? For anyone that's listened to this podcast, I've really struggled with what words to use or not use. And so I am continuing to learn what my story and what my voice is and the words that tell that story. Fifth, your authentic voice really is encapsulated in the style of your work. Is it messy or is it refined? How do you communicate the style of your work? Are you okay with the occasional flaws? Does it have to be perfect? Or are you willing to let the occasional imperfections find their way into your work? Style isn't just about imperfections and perfections. Style is about the ways that you approach your craft and the things that you put into your work. For filmmaking, it comes down to the lens usage that you use, the way that you approach an interview, the editing style that you use. I love documentary style work, and so a lot of my work is going to fall under that category of style. Doesn't mean that I don't want to pursue narrative work or commercial work, but it just means that my style is more in line with documentaries. Sixth, your authentic voice is really found in your attitude towards learning and trying new things. Recently, I've been learning a lot about fixed versus growth mindset. A fixed mindset says you are born with a certain gifting and you are never going to learn more than what you know. Whereas a growth mindset says that you can learn new things, you can try new things. I'm sure that that's some spectrum where you have some innate abilities, but yet you grow them and you learn more. But I don't actually know. And so I prefer to think of my authentic voice as the result of learning and trying new things and not being stuck in my ways, in my fixed mindset of, well, you know, went to school for this, therefore I'm only going to be this. And so when you approach your authentic voice, I really encourage you to think about being open-minded in learning and trying new things and sharing those results and those experiments with people so that they can see how you're refining and growing in new ways. Seventh, we talked about this a little bit in the style of your work, but think about how you pursue excellence versus perfection. I really aspire to do my best work. I really aspire to do the work that is going to be as good as I can possibly make it. But you know what? Perfection to me is unattainable, and it leads to inflated budgets and missed deadlines. And so for my authentic voice, perfection is not possible. That's the image that I am going to put forth. And so I encourage you to own your view of excellence versus perfection, because there are some people that believe that perfection is possible. That is the story that they tell and perpetuate on a daily basis, and that is okay. That is their authentic voice. But you need to find what is most important for you. Eighth, your journey from emulating your heroes to discovering your own style is very much your journey of discovering your voice. When we start out, we are going to emulate our heroes. If we're learning how to play guitar and we're inspired by James Hetfield or Kirk Hammett, we're going to sound like them when we start off. I don't know of any way that we don't emulate our heroes visually, in writing, or in actually making things. But it should never stop there. We need to discover our own style. We need to discover our own sounds, our own views, our own framework for how we approach our work. And that is a journey worth going on. My guitar playing doesn't sound as much like James Hetfield anymore, but you can still hear him in the way that I play and the way that I approach guitar. And I'm okay with that. There's always going to be an element of your heroes in your work. And that is a beautiful thing. And that's something that you should be okay with, because that is part of your authentic voice. Ninth, we live in a world that is obsessed with the here and the now and the short term. But your authentic voice is more than what you say today. Your authentic voice is really about the development of your long-term body of work. It's the summation of everything that you do and everything that you learn and everything that you become. And so I encourage you to have a long-term perspective on your body of work. Every single one of these things that I've shared today can really be summarized in that long-term body of work view. And so I encourage you to keep pursuing a long-term view and be okay with the fact that you're going to change over time, and that your work will change over time, and that you will no longer be stuck in the battle of the short term. Tenth and finally, this has been inspired by some conversations that I've been having recently. Your authentic voice is really defined by how you serve others. Do you desire to give back to other people? How do you build relationships with other people? How do you give of your time? I am so inspired by the people that find ways to help other people, whether it's teaching, whether it's being guests on a podcast, or finding ways to get people unstuck. I am so inspired by others who serve other people. And so I encourage you to incorporate service as a part of your authentic voice. It doesn't need to look like anybody else, but making sure that you focus on other people really shows who you are as a person and really brings validation to the voice that you speak with. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co, where they can subscribe to Getting Work to Work, sign up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter, and find the various social media links, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, should they want to be social with me. You'll even find a link to my Patreon page where you can support my work here at Getting Work to Work, as well as future documentary projects and online courses. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want to say hi. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com. It is my hope that you will discover your authentic voice and begin to use it. It's not easy when you're first starting out, but the world needs your voice. You need your voice, and I need your voice. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.